Join us this Sunday at Swan Dive for a Sunday matinee and X-Ray FM's 12th birthday bash, featuring Maddie Gaines, Brights, and PJ Holmes. That's Sunday, March 15th at 5 p.m. at Swan Dive, where Southeast Grand Avenue meets the Morrison Bridge. Presented by Lemon Throne and X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand, xray.fm.
I don't want a future, just have your time. If you seek a better answer, why'd you change your mind? You got your wish when I was a stranger. If I borrowed time, would you praise me for my labor?
Just heard a live performance of Willow Tree by Brooklyn Dell and the Revelators. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds, playing you indie and vintage, country, Americana, folk, etc. and sometimes the occasional desert psych. I feel like you guys have a really deserty vibe.
That's a,
so for being a
desert country.
Yeah.
Kind of coined it that way. It has that vibe to it, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I know you guys are in a more lush area, but yeah. The desert is just right there. Like,
yeah, we just want you to feel like you're in the desert.
We identify with the desert.
We keep sand on our boots.
There's like a certain personality that you got to have to live in the desert. So I feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it. That's why I feel at home with you guys.
Aw.
You know, I'm going to move on to the farm.
Hey, right on.
Yeah, well, me too.
If you're catching on, I've got Brookendale and the Revelators on air with me. Right now, their EP, Lights and Last Resorts, is available everywhere. But y'all are in the studio recording your next album, or your full-length album, right?
We've actually already recorded it, but we're just kind of starting to get some mixes together.
Yeah.
So we released a video not long ago of one of the tracks.
Put Me Down.
Yeah.
And, put Me Down and Put You Down.
It's Put You Down. No, it's Put Me Down. Oh. But
anyway, so that was kind of a teaser. That one's all just mixed and mastered, and kind of that was kind of the first one we got together off the record.
I feel like the part of like editing, mixing, that's so tedious.
Like, yeah.
Even when I do pre-recorded interviews and we go back and we want to correct like every word. Like, I could not imagine recording a song.
That's
like,
why
the patience.
You need somebody to do it for you.
Yeah, that's why you have someone do the tedious part for you. Then you're just like, hey, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I feel like that makes more sense. Chase will edit my, like, interviews, and I'm like, and he'll pick, like, the word that I pronounce wrong, and then he'll just, like, loop it.
Oh, that's
for,
so
like,
mean.
An hour for me to hear it. I'm just, like, already annoyed.
You remember that's not how you pronounce it, though.
Yeah, I definitely do my best to not do it again. But, you know, I was raised in Arizona. We have terrible schooling systems. So when I pronounce words wrong, I am trying.
I was going to say, welcome. We have terrible school systems here, too. So.
We have a song that we're going to be putting out. We got a video that's coming up. And it was from a live. It's a song that's on our going to be on the album. But we did a live recording of it in the studio. Where we're going to put that video out with that live recording and the backup vocals, he isolated them.
Like, weird.
It was pretty rough, and he did some magic. Where
Well, it's also when you're live, you're like, it's so much louder than
the
normal
sure.
version. Like, the version that's on the album is like, it's still a fast song, but it's a lot slower. And I'm like, oh, the vocals sound like a lot more tuned in because I could hear myself, and I'm like, on stage, I'm like up as close to the mic as I can.
Yeah, the perspective is huge, like a huge difference.
Yeah,
I do feel like
a little different.
If you are like recording a song live, it is nice to have it like one and done, and not have like the part where you're going back. But playing for like people, it is way louder, and you have to be that way, or else it'll get muddled. And like, yeah, that's wild. I'm not a musician. And I, like, every time I see artists play, I'm like, I am so impressed. Like, I cannot believe you can do this.
Well, no matter how loud you think you're being or you're trying to be, there's always going to be something that people are like, yeah, next time just a little bit more of that. And you're like, more?
Yeah. And then you give them that look, like, the look that the radio can't hear. That's on our face.
Yeah, the look on my face.
On the energy, too. You got energy when you're playing live. You're feeding off of the crowd.
Oh, yeah. So. There's so many elements. How has been, like, when you guys, because you guys have played a lot, how do you feel, like, how, like, does it, do you like it better doing, like, playing it, or do you like it better when people listen to you on, like, recorded? You know what I mean?
I prefer playing live because you can interact with, like, the audience. And there's just, there's more energy to it. But it is nice to have a version of it that's polished, and ideally whatever version of it we play live that's not as polished is consistently getting closer
to
that version. And I think that especially with stuff that we play a lot,
I feel like
we're starting to get there.
Playing live also, there's community that's built.
and like you guys have people who show up for you, you know what I mean? Yeah. And like I feel like, I don't know, that's super rewarding. And there, it's nice to have like it recorded, that way we can like play it really loud in the car.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But seeing music live is just like, I don't know, it's refreshing and it's like almost essential. It's like what people have done since the dawn of time, like go to bars and listen to music.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like in every culture.
I definitely think live is the best part of it, for sure, playing for in front of people.
And Portland's got such a fun music scene. Like every time we go to shows, like people, they like to show up for their friends too and like be supportive. And everybody's like such a champion for each other. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we need to do it to combat against the AI stuff. That's
seriously. That's true.
You gotta play that live.
Yeah,
The one thing is, at least if live, you have to be in a good headspace and, you know, feeling good and all that to play a good show live. And with recording, you can kind of split it up over time.
Yeah.
And when we recorded the first tracks for the album, I had gotten my wisdom teeth out 2 days before.
Oh my God.
And so my face was like double the size.
That's crazy.
You know, nobody would know, but if that was just the only version, only day that we worked on it, it definitely would not be what it is.
And they don't know because you went last to take a picture of you.
So. You did take a picture of me.
I was going to say, I think you cracked one up.
You took a picture of me.
Save it for a rainy day.
Yeah, going between playing the song and then icing my face. And then,
yeah.
It was good.
I never had my wisdom teeth out. Like, they pulled molars when I got my braces and they came in. But every friend was out for like a week when they got, it seems awful.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Well, she couldn't get any sympathy from me because when I had my wisdom teeth pulled, him and I went and played a show the next day and did just fine.
Yeah, this is where I get it from, I guess.
So I'm like, you can record, no problem. We played live.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm sure we were eating your pain pills, too.
I was going to say, you may have been assisted by the way, Brooklyn, I asked you to share.
Okay,
you
whatever. Never did.
You're like, I have to hold on to these.
Yeah, they gave me nothing anyway.
And the whiskey might have helped.
I didn't get put to sleep different. Or anything. So
I know they give you, like, nothing. They're like, good luck. I was raised by, like, a welder who was a redneck, and he always hurt himself. And, like, one time we were roofing, like, literally putting a new roof on. And I was, like, 10, and my little brother was 8. And he had us all on the roof with him. And he, like, cut the tip of his finger off with a measuring tape, like, when the measuring tape came back in. And then he just glued it back on and then just kept working. So then when I was, like, 19, I was in art school, and I was a printmaker. And I, like, took out, like, a whole V-shape gouge from my thumb. So I wrapped it in paper towel and I just kept working. Mm-hmm. And then later I saw one of my mom's like employees. She worked for the university's like police department. And they were like, what happened to your finger? And I was like, you want to see? Because like, of course, like I would want to see. And they were like, you need stitches. Like you can see the fat part. Like you need to go to the hospital. And they drove me and I had to get 4 stitches. And when I got home, my dad was like, what's... And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, that sounds like
did
him.
Did you have some glue?
Yeah.
Super I was glue like, would have I, fixed that.
Exactly. Well, I was like, I did try. Like, I wrapped it in paper towel and rubber bands. I was like, I worked all day. And he was like making fun of me. And I'm like, this is what I come home to. You know?
Makes you tough.
Yeah.
It really, yeah. We didn't have a lot of room to cry. We were like, they're like, you know, pulling us on tubes and we'd end up like, missing teeth, bruises everywhere, and they'd be like, this is how you learn.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I had a really great road trip in the back of a car on where there were no seats on a lawn chair with no AC. So.
Kids these days.
I know.
They have no idea.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm a kid these days.
Amen.
Kids these days. I don't remember wearing the seatbelt till I was like 12. Like, all on. In a truck, one on the floorboard, one on the seat. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. It was wedged in good.
We had a nice little car that would, like, it just, we had to pretty much roll it down hills every day on the way to school. The Razzie Mobile?
Yeah.
Was it a stick shift and that's how you pop the clutch?
If it went too steep, it would die.
Oh, yeah.
You had to wait until it would level out. And,
yeah.
And then you start right back up and down the road.
I had a Fiero that, like, I had to pop the clutch to get it to get places, and I would have to have people, like, push it down a hill.
Hey, gravity, man.
You know, I can really drive any car now.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, give me a broken car, I'll make it work.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys want to play me another song?
Heck yeah.
Is it In Your Shoes? With this conversation.
It's perfect. It's kind of perfect.
It is. This one is called In Your Shoes.
I don't think that's what the song's about.
Oh, we should tell people. You guys are playing Edgefield on March 22nd.
Yes, we
so, are. So, Portland, you can catch them pretty soon.
With Sammy Brew, too.
Oh, great show.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an out-of-towner, so good one to see while you can. Not that we won't be good too. Anyways, this is In Your Shoes.
I watched you back up, knew you shouldn't have done it. So much is a step, I'll make good. Make me regret, you're the one that I choose. Don't make me regret. You're the one that I choose.
You just heard In Your Shoes by Brooklyn Dell and the Revelators. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. You're tuned into X-Ray FM, and this is Wildflowers and Weeds. And I've got them in the studio with me. Their EP, Lights and Last Resorts, is available everywhere, and they're performing at Edgefield on March 22nd, so you can catch them live. You can catch them live right now, too. So,
yeah.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about that song?
Sure.
I mean, the lyrics speak pretty clearly, but you know.
Yeah. I wrote this song based off of a conversation that I had with one of my friends about it was about somebody that I was dating, and I was like complaining or whatever, and she said, I just really liked what she said. She said, people would pay to be in his shoes. And I was like, I'm gonna write a song about it. And it's called In Your Shoes.
I often wonder, like, do you have like a notes app?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, your notes app is just random words from like conversations, sentences that are like, this is a good one.
Yeah, that's where most of my songs end up. So it's kind of just like a culmination of different like lines, and then randomly like a year later I'll be like, oh, that would work for this, and then we'll go back.
Yeah.
And so it's like some of it is very hodgepodge, or it's just like two words and then there's full songs.
And then you're like wondering what was the context around, why did I write down
this? Yeah, anybody who has looked at my notes app would tell you that it's a pretty horrifying place.
I think that, like, that's one of the funnest things to do when you're out, like, with your friends at a bar, is, like, each read your notes app and, like, what...
That's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, like, out of context, random words, different colors that I think will look good together, out of, like, murders that happened.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, I use the voice memo.
Yeah.
That's so much worse.
It'd be
so
like much worse. Talking things.
That's so funny.
Singing guitar parts. Or
oh, yeah.
Usually with my diesel truck humming in the background because it's like while I'm driving.
Okay. Actually, never mind. Oh, yeah. I use my voice memos also, but it's a lot of it's when I'm driving that I'm coming up with melodies for songs. And so it's just like me, and it's like... Yeah, singing a guitar part.
It makes
whatever.
Sense, especially if you're like listening to your surrounding noises and they make up a melody and you're like, that's a good one. I don't know. That actually could be really handy.
Writing music in the car is very, it's nice. Not that you can't really write it, but you can come up with ideas because you have a lot of downtime.
It's that, or like we'll be driving and Chase will be like, oh, that's a good band name. Kind of like whatever from some random story on the radio.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That word would be a great band name. And I'm like, okay. But I think most bands or most musicians have like a band name list.
Oh, we definitely don't. We definitely didn't have a band name list.
No, just
they just kind of told me what they wanted to be.
I think your name works really well. Like Brooklyn Dell seems desert. Country vibes.
Well, thank you.
So, well, thank your mom for naming you.
Yeah. Well, at the very first, though,
thank you, mom.
We played a show before we really had a name, and
I pissed.
I said, Brooklyn, we're going to be called Brooklyn Dell and Vernon Lewis, and she said, no.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are not.
I was like, that's too many names. You can't
so
say
many names.
You can't say
but we were just trying
Brooklyn
to
Dell
Brooklyn
and
Dell.
Vern and Lewis. And then I said it should be Brooklyn Dell and the Old Man Band. And
I like
they
that
were
too.
Not happy about
it
that.
It was sticking
so.
Way too easily.
That's so funny.
It just was too true.
Yeah.
Chase's last band, he really wanted to be called Shrug Emoji, but like the other members were like, no.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and he
thumbs
they went,
up emoji for that one.
I know, he's like, I really tried to sell it. I think it would be a great band name, and I was like, oh my god.
And the typed
one too,
disco
not,
guy.
Not like something like cartoony, like
you know
the actual like.
The
disco
guy, he's like kind of like this.
Oh yeah, I love that one.
Yeah.
The
disco dude emoji.
Yeah.
It's a nice little mustache.
He looks like John Travolta. I feel like that must be where they referenced that one from.
Actually,
yeah, like in that last scene
in
Grease, Summer Nights, where he like
where
he does the crazy like arm up thing.
I miss Grease.
I do too.
I feel like that was. I mean, that's such a good movie. It's so campy.
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen it in years.
I was just going to watch it the other day, then I don't remember what I ended up watching instead, because it's just, for some reason, been on my mind recently.
That's really interesting. Hmm. How did that... Do you remember when it popped up in your head?
Oh, I have no idea.
It just, you're like...
I think it was just thinking of karaoke songs, and I was like, I would really like to do Summer Lovin', but as Danny.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Definitely would not hit, I would not hit those Olivia Newton-John high, high
I know.
Or
high notes?
High notes.
No, but I'd wear the leather pants.
I need to find I need to find my Olivia, I guess. If you're out there.
Yeah, that's next one. If you're out there.
No, I mean,
cinch it up.
Olivia.
The outfit is so killer.
Yeah.
So hopefully both of theirs.
That's why it's called Goose.
I know. But I feel like I'm more of a leather pants type.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
white
so
shirt,
is so
leather...
is she later, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, you could be both.
Yeah. Depends on the day.
Yeah. There's a good girl vibe everywhere. It's more, I don't know. The greaser's outfit of like a regular white shirt and blue jeans is like my only thing I wear. Like, I have so much clothes, and then I'll always fall back to like a stained white t-shirt and blue jeans.
It's so soft and comfortable.
Yeah. And my mom, that's what my mom wears and my dad wore all the time. So it's like, I don't know. It's my uniform.
Yeah. He's got a uniform. This is it.
I'm in there right now.
Yeah. No matter, it's summer, full black, long sleeve.
Growing up in Arizona, you learn that like,
it's a force field.
You would think you're not supposed to, you know, like you'd be hot in long sleeve, but it keeps you cooler.
You can't let it touch your skin.
Yeah.
The heat?
You gotta protect your skin.
The sun, it's
the
a
sun,
laser.
The UV, yeah, the UV rays. I agree with that. I love sun protection. I'm there. Well, you guys are gonna be playing We'll Be Warned next. Do you wanna tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. We call this one the chicken song because, this is my one hillbilly song. I wrote it about Matt. And it's from the perspective of a chicken, one of his chickens that he loves very dearly. And it's about him chasing coyotes off with his gun barefoot.
Okay.
So they don't kill the chickens. And you're like, yeah, as the chicken, you're like, thank you so much.
Did this really happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
A lot of times.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now you know.
This is how,
that.
Yeah.
I don't know
so my favorite line from this song is barefoot. He's like a comet. And it's about him running.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're going to play it. This is We'll Be Warned.
Drop it at the door, leave it to the wolves.
You just heard Patty Rojas with the song Honeybee off her self-titled album. You can catch Patty at the Lucinda Williams show on March 21st at Craven Gravy Social Club. They're playing the documentary Finding Lucinda, and then they're going to have a bunch of your favorite artists from Portland playing covers of Lucinda. Some of those are like Margo Silker, Maida, all sorts of people. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. You're tuned to X-Ray FM. This is Wildflowers and Weeds, here every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. And today, I'm in the X-Ray studio live with Brooklyn Dell and the Revelators. Their EP, Lights and Last Resorts, is available everywhere. And they're done recording. Do you guys have a date for the full-length album?
We don't. And I don't even think we have a title for it or anything. Like, we have to figure that out.
Yeah, we kind of just have the album, and that's it.
That's a good starting point.
Yeah,
that's
the rest of it we can figure out.
But we're going to be doing something soon, and because we're getting ready to get back into the studio to record. Like, some of these songs we've been playing today are songs we haven't recorded yet.
Yeah.
So we're going to be recording again.
Okay.
So we're going to get started on the third one and do a release of this one that's sitting here about ready to go.
Well, we'll have you back on when the whole thing comes out. Cool. We'll do an album review.
Cool.
I'll grade you. I'm just kidding.
Perfect.
Be like, yeah. I don't know. That one I think is a C.
We haven't wanted to get into naming it yet because Reeves wanted to name the EP Riding the Llama.
I mean, it seems fitting.
That's a good title.
Yeah.
I know.
Appropriate than ever because
this is like Vernon Lewis. I was like, I looked at that text and I was like,
but
no.
That was because we were recording at the Pirate Llama studio, which now I'm the owner of.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it kind of makes sense.
So maybe that title will surface.
Well, you guys can name your Vernon Lewis album by yourself without
that's
me
right.
riding
some,
llama.
Some cowboys
maybe
ride horses,
we
some ride llamas,
Kevin,
you know?
Some
especially
ride
out here.
Ride the hog.
Like, you don't see llamas or alpaca in Arizona because they have, like, soft paws.
Mm-hmm.
But here, like, if you're driving around any of the country roads, you see them on, like, everyone's property. It's super cool.
Well,
like,
they eat grass, so they're good to have.
Yeah, they don't damage the grass because they have, like, pillow feet. I don't know. Seeing llamas was, like, really exciting. Like, moving here from Arizona was a trip. Like,
oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was.
I didn't see color, like, before, and I had cataracts, so I had them removed, and I literally didn't see color, and I moved here during summer, and I started crying. I kept seeing flowers and just bawling, and poor Chase, aww. He was like, it's okay.
I'm drowning in green.
Like, the St. John's Bridge, I was like, this is teal? Oh, my God. But, like, then, you know, we're driving around during COVID, and I'm seeing llamas everywhere, and I'm like, llamas live here? Like, people just have llamas, like, everywhere. It's exciting.
I never thought I'd have one, but I like it. I'm going to get more. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like you should.
Yeah.
And I'll be coming over. I was following your wife's Instagram of the farm updates.
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Well, we should shout out your mom.
The studio is called Pirate Llamas, so also we wanted to keep that. So if we...
That's great.
If I didn't keep llamas, you wouldn't be able to...
It's honestly super embarrassing
like
to call your studio that if you don't have at least one llama.
That's true. It's basically like a fake cowboy, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to call it Pirate Llama.
You're going to be able to experience these llamas, too.
Yeah.
Your trailers.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you? I only got part of that, but I heard experience the llamas, and I'm all in.
And go and hang out in one of our trailers and hang out with the llamas. You know?
That's actually my dream. That, you know, don't tempt me with a good time.
That dream could happen.
Yeah, it's actually, it could happen pretty easily.
I know, I was seeing updates of the barn owl, and I was like, Chase, they have a barn owl. The Stark residence. Like,
and a woodpecker.
Well...
They take turns.
Well, that's insane.
What you have is what he also has is a shop bat, which is,
oh
yeah, which is a little bit worse.
We had
than
a house bat on the last Christmas. You know how like Craven Gravy does the Christmas show? We saw you guys that next day at midnight the night before. I heard the flapping, and immediately I pulled the blanket over my head, and I was like, Chase, there's a bat in here. And he's like, how do you know? And I was like, I know the sound of a bat. And sure enough, it was this bat. And then all of our animals were running in a circle after the bat, our kitten and our dogs.
Oh, my God.
And they're just, like, going in circles. we get them outside. Then Chase was like really ups, like he really went down the rabbit hole of rabies.
Yeah.
That's what my concern was.
Oh, his mouth is so tiny.
Okay, his bat is a baby, and it is the like chunkiest little bat I've ever seen. But he sent like a photo of it in the corner, and then I thought the second photo that he sent of it, it was dead because it was laying face down with its wings completely spread.
Do they sleep like that?
No. Come to find out, well, I have no idea. I think they sleep upside down. But come to find out, he sprawled it out on the ground. This bat is letting him touch it, which is
I feel like it's fine.
I feel like that's your bet. And I'm just like at work. Get this photo sent to me. I'm like, is it dead? He's like, no, he's my friend. Like I'm stretching his wings out. Ha ha. And I was like, rabies.
Okay. You know, like
I've had rabies. It's no big deal.
Chase was like, you know, the scariest thing about rabies is it can live inside you and then kill you like 10 years later or something. And I'm like, what? Or a year later. I'm like, what? He's like, you know what the worst part is? Bat's teeth are so small you don't even know they bite you. And I'm like, why are you scaring me, right? Like, why do you have to ruin a good time? We're like with a fishing net trying to catch this bat.
You guys look at me and I'm just foaming at the mouth. Yeah. I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, that bat didn't bite me.
Not even twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't believe he's touching a random bat.
Like, I love that.
Just, it's so concerning.
It could be worse. Could be a raccoon. Or a coyote.
I got bitten by a raccoon once.
You know...
Explains a lot.
Was it... Well, did you get a rabies shot?
I turned around and both of you guys were shocked.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, their grandmas?
Apparently, you only have a certain period that the rabies shot, like... that you can get it within.
I think like 2 days.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to get it like, I had a friend who got bit by a dog.
Wait,
like,
how many of you guys have rabies story? Like, I grew up with a redneck dad who tried to catch every animal. He never mentioned rabies shot. Anyway.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I don't think Matt's ever mentioned a rabies shot before.
Did your friend got bit by a dog and got the rabies shot?
Got bit by a dog and got the rabies shot, but he was in another country now. I don't remember where he was, and he was like, I basically had to fly. He had to like wait for his flight to go somewhere else to go to the doctor for it. And so when he said bye to his friend, he was like, "Yeah, we like hugged because I thought that maybe I had rabies." So
might be my last hug. Oh my god!
They had to put me down.
That's crazy, especially if it's like a life, you know, like those life flights.
Oh yeah,
to take you border to border. That's wild.
Yeah, it's just crazy to be like, bye, bro. Might have rabies. But if I see you again.
Maybe see you never.
In Mexico, I didn't go to the rabies shot.
Yeah, I'm not sure why there's so many rabies stories in this band.
Yeah, my family, I mean, we had a lot of interactions with wild animals. No one ever mentioned a rabies shot. I think only like one lady has died from it. Like, there's so many rare cases, but, like, that's the only one in Oregon. And so it's, like, very rare. I'm like, our statistics, but, like, I have really bad luck. So, like, I would, you know. But we didn't touch the bat. Chase is like, we need to go get rabies shots.
Like, stretch its wings out.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
It was so cute. It was up on the wall.
So cute.
And they're just, it was so cute. And its little face. And I definitely was like, oh, I could keep this. Like, we could have a pet.
Just hang out over there. It's fine.
I think it got in through our, like, fireplace. Like, I think there is no other hole in our... Like, there's no open window or anything. But we live off the golf course, so, like, there's a lot of bats here.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Oh, yeah.
Bats are good. Yeah. Okay, enough. I should have brought up the bat.
The bats and the bees, man. You need them.
Well, you know, like, in Austin, there's this bridge that goes over the river.
Oh, I've been there.
And, like, that's been going on since, like, the 90s. So we've been there a million times. Not once did anybody ever think about getting a rabies shot.
Yeah.
Oh, at the bat bridge?
Yeah.
No, it's just like, let's watch, like, thousands of bats fly into the sky.
People
Except
are
when
like,
I went, they didn't fly.
Oh, my God, that's such a bummer.
Yeah.
But people, like, sell bat memorabilia everywhere. Like, people with carts with, like, balloons that are bat, all sorts of things.
Inflatables.
It's a whole industry. Yeah.
The bat industry.
The bat industry.
I'm in the bat industry.
Yeah.
We need a Brooklyn.
I mean, you're going to be.
Brooklyn,
your family's going to. They've got
on
a resident bat. Yep. That's what the shop's called.
Yeah.
Pirate bat.
There you go. That's the shop part.
Yeah.
Each building has to have a name and a creature. Well, you guys are performing at Edgefield on March 22nd, so I'll let everyone know. And you're going to play me another song, Watch Me Like TV, right? Is that the next one?
Yes. I think so.
I might mention, though, when we play Edgefield, we will not sound like this. We'll have electric instruments.
Yeah. This is a strip back. Wait, are we playing We'll Be Warned first?
That's the one we just did.
Yep. Okay. This is a stripped down sneak peek of Brooklyn Dell and the Revelators. This is Watch Me Like TV.
If I love him more, you'll know.
just heard the live performance of Watch Me Like TV from Brooklyn Dell and the Revelators. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. They are performing at Edgefield at the Winery on March 22nd, and they're going to have a studio album out soon, but you can get their EP, Lights and Last Resorts, everywhere.
That song was off Lights and Last Resorts.
No, it wasn't. It's on the album.
No.
It's on the coming album.
Whoops.
He doesn't know.
Could have sworn it was on that.
He's like, I've played
so long ago.
Played all these songs so many times. It's also like having new songs out. It seems like musicians generally play those at shows even far, like way before they're released. Which...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of the songs we played last time we were here are on the album that we're about to put out. And then a lot of the songs we're playing this time are will be on the
Yeah, the
album,
next one.
Just because I'm like, I don't want to come in and play this. The next record.
Got to keep them coming.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Cadillac Rambo.
You got a good lineup for me here.
Good.
We've got about 9 minutes left, so we'll... You guys have two more songs to play.
We should probably play The Score.
Yeah, The Score, and then after that's Love Me Chain, or is that right?
Yeah, Love Me in Chains.
Love Me in Chains. I just forgot the in. Love Me Chains.
Love Me Chains. Makes chains sound like a person.
Right? That could be a good nickname for someone like on a Harley or something.
Yeah, right. Chains.
Chains.
You'd have to be really cool.
Yeah,
about
you
that.
Yeah. Pretty high.
Somebody gets locked up all the time.
One of the songs so that we play live, we play a bunch of songs from Power County, which the band before I was in it was Power County way back. And there's one song that we play called No Help for Miles. And every time Jim goes, poor Miles.
Poor Miles.
No help for you.
No help for you.
Everybody's not down with Miles.
Yeah,
it's assistance. You know that like just in time, just in like names
right.
that are like could be anything. Yeah,
just in case.
Just in case, hate that guy or just in time, hate that guy. I'm like, all right. I had a friend who every time she met someone named Justin, which was like we're millennials, was like so many Justins, and she'd be like just in time, like really chumpy, and like oh my god. Quit addressing customers this way. Well, here is The Score.
All right.
was the score by Brooklyn Dell and the Revelators. They have been on air with me. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
People can keep up with you best on Instagram. Is that probably the best one?
Instagram. We have a website, too. Or
like a real webpage.
Yeah, www.brooklyndell.ww or whatever.
But yeah, that's perfect.
No socials needed. Yeah.
And I know, that's actually...
But Instagram, mostly everything's on Instagram, or it posts to Facebook, but just automatically
from
Instagram.
Because it's on Spotify and all the other spots.
Yeah.
YouTube, go check out that new video.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to hear our song that is going to be on the album before it is released.
Put Me Down.
The only recorded version of that you can listen to is with that video.
That video is really good, too.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, had to hit the reshare immediately.
Awesome.
Oh, well, we appreciate it.
Their other album, Lights and Last Resorts, available everywhere, and they'll be performing in Edgefield at the winery at March 22nd. So it's a good beginning of spring to have like good music.
Yeah, actually it is. It'll be a good Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chill at a winery. Yeah. Good music. JBJ is up next with Hello Cruel World. He has, I'm going to say this artist's name wrong, but I'm going to do my best. Lola Sova... Zao. Anyway, she's on for an interview. I'm so sorry, Lola. It's a French last name, you guys. You guys are going to be playing me out with Love Me in Chains.
Yes, we are.